Well, again, if my working hypothesis as presented in the December surprise is accurate, perhaps this is where the bomb was, and that perhaps whether or not Abu Nidal had anything to do with it, it is it's my belief that whoever put that bomb on that plane was working on behalf of elements of our national security establishment and international fascism in general, elements of more reactionary elements of the Israeli and the South African secret services, among others. Article in the Los Angeles Times from Saturday, February 4th of 1989, by Karen Tumulty of the L.A. Times, Dateline, New York. Japanese terrorist planned mass murder, U.S. says. An accused Japanese terrorist caught on the New Jersey Turnpike last year with three powerful homemade pipe bombs in his car was planning, quote, indiscriminate mass murder and mayhem by blowing up a Navy recruiting office in Manhattan as part of a broader Libyan-engineered wave of violence, federal prosecutors alleged in a memorandum made public Friday. Yu Kikimura, 36, was arrested last April at a turnpike rest stop only 2 days before the second anniversary of a U.S. bombing of Libya, an anniversary that was marked by a blast that killed 5 people and wounded 18 at a USO club in Naples. Kikimura's mission in the United States, we submit, was to carry out a parallel attack on American soil. Evidence strongly suggests that Kikimura was planning to donate his bombs at approximately the same time as the deadly Naples bombing, U.S. Attorney Samuel A. Alito, Jr. wrote. He added that the prime suspect in the Naples bombing is Junzo Akudera, O-Q-U-D-A-I-R-A, whom a government informant identified as a colleague of Kikimura. In earlier reports, government sources had indicated that Kikimura had also planned to bomb the United Nations headquarters and Manhattan's busy garment district. However, only one site, the Navy Recruiting Center, was mentioned in the document. The memo was prepared for Kikimura's sentencing, scheduled to take place in Newark, New Jersey, on Monday, on 12 counts that range from weapons violations to breaking passport and visa laws. Allegedly a member of the Japanese Red Army, Kikimura was convicted in November after a brief trial before a judge in Newark, in which he did not contest the charges. Again, the Japanese Red Army faction, as well as obviously Muammar Gaddafi's Libyan terrorist cadre, chief beneficiaries of the Edwin Wilson Frank Turple operation that was initially begun when George Bush was head of the CIA. Although supposedly ex-agents, they were not, as we've seen in Radio Free America number 4, among others, ex-agents at all. And as we see the increase in allegedly Libyan-sponsored terrorism, whether it's really Gaddafi acting at our behest or on his own, and remember that we have been intimately involved with the development of his terrorist capability and his intelligence services. Radio Free America shows 3, 4, and 22 talking about that, talking also about Edwin Wilson, his involvement with Italian terror. Radio Free America number 4 and number 21 talk about that to a certain extent. Also number 22, bear in mind too that Licio Gelli in the aforementioned P2 Lodge, very active in Italy, obviously. It's their home base. And they have worked with Wilson and Turple and company in certain respects, apparently in the past. Wilson and Turple involved with allegedly helping to train the Red Brigades. According to an Italian parliamentary commission, those Red Brigades founded by former SS man Licio Gelli.